Shalom Aleichem to his friends. This year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Achagitel, Bracha Batzlach, B'chol Maaseh Yadav. The Torah says in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Tesvav, and Sefer Shmos, B'tabas Aaron Yu Abadim Lo Yisru Men. The Badim, the staves, are never allowed to leave the rings of the Aaron. They always have to remain there. The Gemara says in Yuma, Dafayin Beis, Amar Aleph, Amar Achvam, Amar Yehuda, Amar Korea, Big Day Kahuna. If you rip the Big Day Kahuna, Loka, your person gets Malkus. Shenemar, Lo Yi Korea. Says that that you put the me'il, and around the me'il you have this safa, this surrounding material, and it's not allowed to be ripped. It's mashma that if somebody rips it, he's over in a lav. Maybe there's no isser to rip it. Rather, it's telling us why you should make pia me'il besocho, why put the me'il inside, because in order that it shouldn't rip, this is what the Torah is saying. Navid le safa, make it strong around the meal. In order that it shouldn't rip. No, it's not that you're not allowed to rip it, but just sew the meal in such a way it has a safa and it shouldn't rip, but not that it's allowed for you to rip. Says the Gemara, no. Miksiv shelo yikara. Doesn't say in the pasuk shelo in order that it shouldn't be ripped. It says don't rip. Mashmah is allowed to rip it. If you remove the choshen from the ephod, two big day kahuna, and hamesir bad the aron, if you remove the bad of the aron, lo yige malchus shenemar lo yizach. It says lo yizach choshen me'al ephod. You now have to remove the choshen from the ephod, from the garment which it's lying on, and also it says v'lo yasuru. Another is frek the gemara maslo rachav ayanki v'dilma kikam rachmana. Chadkinu ve'avdin hu shapir. Maybe the Torah is telling us to make it strong. Chadkinu ve'avdin hu shapir. It's telling us connect the choshen well to the ephod kidei shelo yizach, in order that it doesn't get removed. But that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to remove it. It's just telling you how to make it. But if you make it in the right way, then everything is fine. Everything's cool. And also, you should put the tabos and the aron very strongly, v'lo yasuru. So it's just saying, chadkinu v'avdinu shapir. It's just telling you to make it strong in order that it shouldn't rip, in order that it shouldn't be removed. But it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to remove it. Gemara rejects it and says, no. Miksiv shelo yizach vishelo yasuru. It doesn't say in order that it shouldn't be removed, in order that it shouldn't, the choshen from the ephod and the badim from the aron. Then it would have said, in order to make it a certain way, it would have said, shelo, in order that it shouldn't be. But it just says, don't remove it. Don't, lo yizach and lo yasuru. So Gemara rejects it and says, we remain that the isser is to actually remove it. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Rami. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina asked the following stira. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, b'tabos ha'aron yiyu habadim lo yasuru mimenu, that the tabos of the aron, you should place the badim inside of them, and they should never leave. It's mashma they're never removed from the aron. Uksiv, and it says in Parshas Truma, legabe the mizbeach. Vehuva esbadov bitabos. You should place the badim in the rings. So the Gemara feels that this is a stira. What it says by the aron, bitabas aron lo yi, bitabas aron yu abadim lo yasur mimenu. And what it says, by the Mizbeach, that you should place the Badim in the Tabos, the Gemara learns that it's a Stira. That B'Tabos Aron means that it doesn't move from the Aron, as Rashi explains. And when it says V'Huva Bad B'Tabos, it's Mashma that they can come and go as they wish. The Badim can be removed from the Mizbeach. Okay, it's that. V'Azoi. V'Azoi Machman. How do you do it? We have to say that they're thick at the ends in order that they should barely fit in. And then once you put them in, they'll stay there. And in the middle of these badim, they're thinner. So they can move around. Those are not going to be moved out completely, but they'll be able to move around. Misparkin, the Gemara says, you're able to move them, but ain't nishmatim, but they don't leave completely. Rashi says, the head, it was thick, inside it was thin. Therefore they weren't stuck completely in the tabos, they were able to move around. But they didn't go out because they were thick at the ends. It says that the tabos of the Aron will be in the tabos of the Aron. You put badim, frek the braisa, Yacholo use us in Mimakoman. I might think that they're not moved at all. Talmud Lomar Vuhuvas Badov Bitabos. That you put them in, Masha, they are moving. Frak the Braisa. E Vuhuva Bada is Badov Yacholi Nuchilasa Vyotzin. Says Vuhuva, maybe you can take them out completely. Talmud Lomar Vitabos are in you Abadim. No, because they have to stay there. Okay, so which one is it? They have to stay or don't they have to stay? The answer is misparkin. They can move around. They can't be removed completely. Ad kan divrei asugya. Now, with respect to kriyas bigdei kahuna, the Rambam writes that a person who's Korea Bigde Kahuna, Derech Hashchasa, is Loke. The Rambam, in the ninth parak of Hilchos Klei Mikdash, writes that if a person takes the Bigde Kahuna, and what does he do to the Bigdei Kahuna? He rips them Derech Hashchasa. He gets Malchus. Mash Mitzvor in the Rambam. That it has to be Derech Hashchasa. He has to do it in a destructive sort of way. In the Kesef Mishnah, he writes that this is Pashat. We can learn this in the Rambam in Perak Aleph from Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Halacha Yitzayin, with respect to somebody who's notates Eben Achas Minim is Be'echo Min HaHechof. One destroys an Eben from the Be'echo from the HaHechof. Derech HaShchas, he gets Malkus. V'nitatsa Mizbechoisam. L'Sasin Kein L'Shem L'Kaichem. You destroy their Mizbechos, but not ours. So it has to be Derech HaShchas. So the Big Day Kahuna is Derech HaShchas. Meziah Choshen, the Rambam writes, Derech Kilkul. Nachamol. It has to be Derech Kilkul. But Meitzir Bad Dayar, and the Rambam doesn't write it has to be Derech Kilkul. He writes the Yisr Bistama. Kshinosim Haaren, Vinitzharen Shleishtu Abadim in Atabos, Shem Meitzir, Echad Ben Abadim in Atabos, Loike Shinemar Bitabas Aaron. So Rambam says, just be careful not to remove the Tabos from the Aaron. He doesn't say Derech Hashchas, he's just removing them at all. Also in the Meiri and Yuma. Derech Kilkul and Mechoshen and Me'il, but not by the Badei Aron, the same mahalach as the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to be careful b'shas hamasos. So shas hamasos, you're not going to do it Derech Hashchasa, and yet the Rambam still says you have to be careful. So we have this sepela here that only when it's derech hashchasa by Bigdei Kehuna and by the Meziach Choshen, there it has to be derech hashchasa. But with respect to the Baal, it doesn't have to be derech hashchasa, it doesn't have to be in destructive way, even if it's just removed at all. The Ratzbaz writes that it has to be derech hashchasa, even in the Badim, but it's not mashma that way in the Rambam. Rambam says, "V'nitz harim shal yishamtu," to be careful about it. It's not; it's implying that even not derech hashchasa is asik. Rav David Mann in the Sefer Dibe'er presents the following mahalach to explain the difference between the isser of removing the badim and korea and meziach. Why korea and meziach are dafka derech kilkul and hashchasa and meser badei aron is in any way? First, we have to understand the Gemara in Yuma that we quoted at the outset. The Gemara asks the stira. It says by the aron lo yasuru, and it says by the mizbeach v'huvetz badav b'tabois. That's so weird. Why are we bringing to ask from the badei mizbeach, when the Badei Aron Gufa it says Vehivesis Abadim B'Tabos? You could have asked from there. Also, it says there Vehivesis. If you want to say Vehivesis, it means it can move around. It's a perfect place to ask from. And already Tosis asked that kasha, Dibor Maslik Siv. And it's even more difficult because it's not shver why we didn't bring the pasuk. Not only is it shver why we didn't bring the pasuk that it says by the Aron, but why do we bring from the Badei Mizbeach where there's no lav to remove them to the Aron that there's an Isser of Lo Yasur Mimenu? How can we ask from this Pasuk on the Aron? There's no Isser to remove the Badim of the Mizbeach, only the Aron. So we're asking a Stira. This you're allowed to remove, this you're not allowed to remove. Of course, the Badei Mizbeach you're allowed to remove. Why is that a stira to the Aron? There's no Isser Badei Mizbeach. So the Ritva there in the Or HaChaim right is a Tal Sofrim. They should have brought the Pasuk that it says, not Vehuva, that it says by the Mizbeach, but rather Vehevesa, that it says by the Aron. So it really is a stira in the Aron. And so is Girsas Rashi and others, but that's not our Girsa. Our Girsa has from the Mizbeach, which is Mamish Apella. We also have to understand that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina asks from Lo Yasuru on the Pasuk of Vehuda, Vehuva. Lo Yasuru implies that it remains there. Vehuva implies it can be removed. The Braisa that the Gemara brings, Tanya Nami Hachi, doesn't bring from the Pasuk of Lo Yasuru. The Gemara quotes a different Pasuk in the Braisa. B'tabas ha'aron yiyu abadim. The stira of Yossi Bar Chanina is from Lo Yasuru. And then how's he miyashev? The Gemara's miyashev that it's allowed to move, but it's not allowed to be completely, it's allowed to move around, but it's not allowed to be completely removed. But then we say, Tanya Nami Achi, B'tabal Seren Yuabadim, without the Lo Yasuru Mimenu. Or the whole stira is from Lo Yasuru Mimenu, not from Tabas Aron Yuabadim. And the Gemara says, "Tayinam Yachav Tabas Aron Yuabadim." I might think Yochol Yoluzes and Mekom they shouldn't move. But then we have another pasuk. It says Vehuvas Badav B'Tabos. Said it's allowed to move. So then we're miyashiv that it's going to move around, but it's not going to be completely removed. But this pasuk of B'Tabas Aron Yuabadim isn't a stira at all. Lo Yasur implies it has to remain there. But betabaser and you abadim. Why does that imply that it's never allowed to move? You put them in, maybe you can move them out afterwards. Problem is from lo yasuru. So we have a whole slew of questions, and here it would appear then that the discussion in the sugya is not on the iser. Because first we bring the pasuk of lo yasuru, which is mashma iser, and then it says vehuva, which is mashma, you bring it in and take it out. It's brought in and taken out. But what's the meaning of this stira? Maybe vehuva means you put it in first, and then afterwards lo yasuru. The Ritva already asked this question, the Radbaz, Torah Tumim at the beginning of Parashas Terumah and Yisham. So why is it b'chal astir? What's your problem? Lo yasuru, leave it there, put it in, vehuva, put it in, and then afterwards lo yasuru, why is it astir? So the discussion is not about the Isser, rather about the essence of the Kesher and the Chibur between the Ara and the Badim. And that is that from the fact that it says Lagabe Mizbeach V'huvas Badav B'tabos, what it means is that in the Mahus of the Aron Ubadav, the essence of the Aron together with the Badim we are not going to say that now you have an Aron that has Badim. B'mehutz shel Aron u'badav lo yu abadim al yidei ha'vasim b'tabos l'mehutz shel Aron sheyesh lo Badim. The essence of the Aron is not an Aron that the Aron has Badim. No. Le'olam tsuras ha'aron. What's the true tsur of the aron? It's a tsur of an aron shehuva bo badim, not sheyesh bo badim. Not that it just has badim, but that badim were put in. And that you can't prove from the pasuk that it says vehevesa. Vehevesa is a one-time thing. And it could be that now the Aron and the Badim are one Mahus. But since it says Vehuva, what does Vehuva mean? It's brought in, not where you did it one time, that it's constantly brought in, Hova Tamidi. So we see from here, Shebegufa Tsura Shel Hanochas Badim Bitabos, Tsarech Tsura Mahus Shel Dover Shehuva Bo Badim. It has to have a Tsura, it has to have a form, it has to have an essence of something which Badim were put in. Not that you put them in once and now it's Aron and Badim together. No. It's that you put them in once and now whenever you look at it constantly, it has the tsura of an Aron in which Badim were put in. So where do we learn this pasuk from? From the Aron, from the Mizbeach. But now we can say the same thing about the Aron. Because since you're putting the Badim in the Tabos, just like by the Mizbeach you're putting the Badim in the Tabos, Memela we can learn that that's the tzur of the Badim and the Aron. That they always look like they were put in. And we would think that this can only be fulfilled if you always do hotzan achnasa, in, out, in, out, in, out. And then you're mekayim what it says, vehuva. That it has the tzur of something that was put in, because it's something that was taken out, put in, taken out, put in. But if you fulfill lo yasur mimenu, that it's never removed, then how are you going to be makayim the vehuva? Vehuva means that it has to be part and part, but that it has to be something that's taken in and put in and taken out, put in and taken out. And lo yasur mimenu means that it's part and parcel of the kli, these badim. So how are you going to be makayim both psukim? How are you going to be makayim lo yasur that the badim are part and parcel of the kli? And behuva that they're brought in and taken out, brought in and taken out. And this the Gemara answers that that sur is going to be in a way of huva. That they're moved around, like Rashi says. Shirashem hayu ovim behichnis roshu echad bedochak betabos v'mseo hayu dakin hilkach lo yinitchokin betabos. It's not part and parcel of the Aron because it's moving around. So now it's not a guf echad with the Aron. It's an Aron in which you put in badin. And that's the chi of asiyah. It's interesting, the Rambam omits this. Rambam doesn't say Rambam doesn't say it has to be misparek, that it has to, you put it in and then it has to be able to move around. And the Minchas Chinuch has already omitted on this in Mitzvah Tzadivav. And he says the Rambam doesn't bring dini asiyah sa'aron, so don't worry about it. But that's how the aron has to be. It has to be ba'ofen shel behuva, that you can see that it was put in. Not that you should put it in and take it out, put it in and take it out. That you're not allowed to do. It's his le'asuru. But that it should be able to move around. And now we understand very well the braisa. The Braisa says, "B'tabos aron yiyu abadim." The yiyu is against the behuva, and we asked, "Why don't we go against the behuva? The v'lo yasuru, that's the stira." So the answer is, like we said, we're not talking about the isser here. That here it implies lo yasuru that it's usur to remove it, and behuva implies that you're allowed to remove it. No, we're talking here about the kiyum tsura sa'aron. It has to be an aron that has behuva. And then the braisa has a difficulty. Mitzad echad it says v'hayu, it's mashim b'kvius. But then it says behuva. Lo yasur is an iser. That's not what we're talking about. The yiyu means that they're there b'kvius because it's tsura echad with the aron. So I'm at the Tzuras Aron. And then it also says Vehuva, which is mashram that it can be removed. Then we want to know which one is it? Is the Tzura that it's always there, or is the Tzura that it's removable? If it's Bikvius, how are we Makayim that it has a Tzura Vehuva in and out? And on that, the Gemara answers that you know how we're Makayim this. If it's Misparik, if it's able to move around inside. Misparik ve'en nishmatim. So on one hand, ain't nishmatim, it has a kiyum of yiyu, it's there, it's there. It has the sense of being kavua, but it's also moving around. So you're Makayim v'huva. So don't remove it completely. But make it that it should be able to move around inside. So now it's beautiful. You have the vehuva, it can be moved around, and you also have the yiyu. What's the yiyu that they should be there and not removed? There's an isser of lo yasuru. So here in the Brayis, we're not talking about the isser. We're talking about the tsur of the aron. And what's the tsur of the aron? The tsur of the aron is that it should look like it was vehuva, that it was placed in. Not that it's something there permanent, that it's part and parcel of the kli. No, that it was something that was put into the kli and not part of the kli, and the mele can move around. And since we're not talking about the isser, we can bring the pasuk by the mizbeach. That it says the gabay the mizbeach, where there is no isser of lo yasur. And according to this, it would appear that in the lav of lo yizach, the Rambam holds that the isser is not being mafrid the choshen from the ephod. They're two different kelim. They really are separate. So therefore, it must be that what's the isser? The isser is being mashchus the kesher that's between them. And if you're mashchus the kesher, that's the lav. And also lo yikareya. You can't be makalkel the baged. You have to make it an ofen shalem, that it's not going to be ripped. And if it's ripped, it's b'derech hashchasa. Person's over on a lav. So then the eel has to be made in such a way, it's taka made in such a way that it's not ripped. And the isser is that if a person rips it, then he's going against what the meal is supposed to be. The meal is not supposed to be a ripped meal. That a person goes b'derech hashchasa to rip it. Same thing by Yizach. Yizach also is derech hashchasa, because it's supposed to be a kesher, and if a person messes up the kesher, and he's over on lo Yizach. That's why the way the Rambam writes korea, the Gemara's lashon is mikareya. Rambam's lashon is korea when he talks about the big day kahuna. Maram shikazom made on this in Siman Reis Sadi Tes Arachayim. But the reason is mikareya is more lashon amashma that the beged is ripped. Koireya is the Maisa Kriya. The Rambam says Lashon Koireya because you're not allowed to do a Maisa Kriya. And there the Isser is only B'derech Kilkul V'Ashchasa, like Netitza B'Mizbeach U'V'Heichol. There you're not allowed to be Mashchis the Mizbeach and the Heichol. But B'Bade Aron, where it says where we saw in the Braisa that there's no, the Braisa doesn't mention the lav of lo yasuru. Rather, what's the emphasis of the Braisa? That mitzat sura sa'aron, it has to be misparik and not nishmat, it has to move around. Like Lashon Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who's talking about the lav of not removing it. So you see from here that the yesod of the Isser is in the chalos that's activated when he does a Maisa Asara, that he's being Mishanat Tzuras Aaron. Remember the whole Nidon of the Brice, the whole discussion of the Brice is like Tzuras Aaron. So if you're messing up Tzuras Aaron, it doesn't really matter what your Maisa is, if it's a Maisa Ashchasa or not a Maisa Ashchasa. What matters is that you're changing the tzura. The person is changing the tzura sa'aron, and the tzura sa'aron is that it's supposed to be on one hand removable vehuva, that it's able to move around in there. On the other hand, not completely removed, because it always has to have its tzura vehuva. So since the Yisr is not on the Pula Sa'oseh, because if it was on the Pula of the Oseh, then it has to be destructive. But if we're talking about the Tzur of the Aron, what does it matter whether it's destructive or not? A person's messing up the Tzura. A person has to be careful not to do that. So it doesn't have to be B'derech HaShchasa. Very deep. Tifa Torah, sweet friends. And this is Mavur Lahedya B'Loshin HaRambam. Losa Se Pei Zayin, he writes, She is hiranu mi lahasir badei aron mitochat tabos. We were warned not to remove the badei aron from the tabos in Los Se Peches. He writes, she is hiranu me hasir choshen me ala efor avoyah choshen davuk bo. The Rambam doesn't write like he does in Pei Zayin. Pei Zayin, the Rambam just writes, don't remove the badei aron from the tabos. In Peches, the Rambam writes that we were warned not to remove the choshen from the ephod. Avol yeh choshen davuk bo. And the Rambam also writes, she is hiranu mikra pi miyol koin gadol avu yeh aru kamo shehug bo. The Rambam adds there, not just don't rip it, but that it should be woven, like you were supposed to weave it with the safa, etc. So he uses a similar lashon, a similar tzigan by the Bigdei Kahuna, by the Mikareya Bigdei Kahuna, and the Hazachas Eifod Me'al HaChoshen. In both cases, he explains not only not to rip it, not to remove it, but that it should be like you made it. Choshen should be davuk bo, should be aruk, but by the badi aron, he just says don't remove it. Why? Because by the Badim, the Aron, the Yikar is, just don't remove it from the Aron and create an Aron without Badim, because the Tzur of the Aron is with Badim, with movable Badim, that they're able to be moved around inside. But the Choshen, the Yikar there is, that the Choshen should be Davuk. And what's the Isser? The Isser is your Maisa, the person's Maisa Kilkel. It's not going to be Makalkel that Baka. And so to the Me'il. The Yikar is that it should be Aruk. And a person's not allowed to do a maisa to be mevatel the ariga. So in each case, the emphasis is that the person is not allowed to do a maisa kilkul to mess it up. It has to be derech kilkul. But by the aron, we don't care whether there's a maisa kilkul or not, because there we're talking about the tzur of the aron, chev to the gavra. Difference. Therefore, the Rambam uses different lashonos. By the ephod, by the me'il, ripping the pi me'il of the kohen gadol, she's yiranu mikra pi me'il kohen gadol. The Rambam there says that el shavu yaru kamo shehugbal. You're not allowed to rip it because it has to be like it was made. Person's not allowed to do a maisa to mess that up. Person's not allowed to do a maisa the choshen yav davuk bo. You're not allowed to do a maisa to be makalkel the divuk of the choshen to the ephod. But by the aron there, Rambam doesn't say because don't do a maisa because the badim have to be in the aron. No, the Rambam just says she ziranu mehaser bad the aron mitochat abas. It's not about your maisa doing a maisa to mess up, to change the way it was made. There you need a maisa of kilkul, of ashrasa. The Rambam just says it shouldn't be changed. So even if it's not b'derech ashrasa. If somebody removes one bad after the second bad was already removed, he's not over an Isser because the two already changed. Now the Rambam says, "Me'inyan l'inyan boso inyan." The Rashi says, "Lo yasur yemenu le'olam." It's never allowed to be removed. So we can say the explanation is based on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorash Gimel, who writes that the lav of lo yavod that it says by the Levim is mechlal mitzvah shah. That the dinim of the Nasi of the Aron that it's done by the Levim, that's only Lisha, that there's Masa B'Kasef, but in the Doros there isn't. It's the Rambam. The Ramban argues, and he says, again, this psukh of Ayadabra Hashem Moshe Lemur, Zosa Shel Olavim, Ben Chamesh, as the Simshon of Amala, Yavala Tzol Tzol, but also more, from 25 he works, and then Ben Chamishim Shana Yashuv Mitzvah Avod, Avlo Yavod Od, and then 50 is finished. So this din of Nesiyah of the Levim, these ages, says the Ramban, it's a lav ladoros, whenever there's massive kasef. Because if you don't say this way, then we're also going to be mevatel the lav of lo yasuru mimenu. Ki the masa ha'aron nasubo, when bnei maso who's harnu shelo nasirosa. What's the whole idea of not removing the badim from the aron to carry them? And since we're moving them, you now that to remove them in order to carry them, and not removing them is a lav ladoros. So therefore, the carrying them is also a mitzvah ladoros. Whenever there's a massive akasev, it's not just in the midbar, it's not just lisha, it's ladoros. Rambam holds that it's only lisha. Ramban says it can't be, because the badim are never allowed to be removed. So Mimela and the Badim are for the carrying, so therefore the carrying is also Ladoros whenever there's a mitzvah of carrying. So you see the hedge in Midivrei Rambam, Ramban, that the yisod of the yisur of Lo Yasur Mimenu is in order to carry it on the shoulders, and so too writes the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi, Ayin Sham. So now we can say that since there's no longer a mitzvah of carrying it around, of carrying around the Aron, because the Ikar mitzvah was only Ad Boam El HaMenucha U'Beis Olamim. But after Akamas Beis Olamim, then we don't have this whole union of Nesiyas HaMikdash. So it should be that Be'emes, there's no more lav of lo yasur mimenu. Because you would think that since you're not carrying it around anymore, ladoros, Tachlis, you're not carrying around the Aron Ladoros. It's left in the Beis HaMikdash. And since the whole reason, according to the Ramban, that the Badim have to be in the Aron is in order to carry it around, you would then say that it's only Lisha. The sister of Hasar is only Lisha. Comes Rashi and he says, Lo yasur mimenu li'olam, forever. No, you think it's only Lisha. So come Ashmalan Rashi that it's really li'olam, even though it's left in the Beis HaMikdash, but still the Yisr of Hasara is still li'olam. Aye, but what's this whole inyan of it being Lidoros? Ramban writes that maybe we're going to have to be Tznose the Aron, be Mosa Mashiach. And there will have to be no Siala Kosef. And therefore the Badim are never allowed to be removed. And we still have this mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron. We have to understand this, because maybe it's true like the Ramban says that the mitzvah of Masa B'Kasef is a mitzvah L'doros, but who says that it has to be done by the Badim? Maybe they can just carry it on their shoulders. Like the other kelim, like the kior and the kanel they put on their shoulders. Who says it has to be with the badim? So therefore we're left with the question, mehechitesi, that the lav of l'yasur menu is le'olamim. Because the mitzvah of nesias mikdash is over. So now there's not a mitzvah of carrying it around anymore. So who says when you actually go ahead and carry it around, that it has to be with the badim? Maybe Lidoros, it doesn't have to be. Maybe the Mos HaMashiach, it won't be with the badim. It'll just be playing on your shoulders. So in the Sefer Nachlus Binyamin, Bagon Rabbi Yamin Saratskin, he answers, based on a Tosfos in Yuma. Yuma da fein beis amad aleph, dibur maskel ksiv. It's mavur that he argues with the Yesod HaDvarim, that the lav of lo yasuru is because in order to carry it on your shoulders. Because he writes, vilav de mistafina mechavrayav amina, de ches tabas hayu baron, etc. Bedalat mehem hayu abadim kumun v'lo yasuru, ubarim hem sheyu lamato olamala meyels ten tabas hayu misim in badim b'shal siluk masos los esaron behem. That there weren't four rings like we always thought. Says Tosfos there were eight rings. Four of them you had the kavua badim, and four of them you had badim to carry the aron that they would remove, take in and put out. And when it says veivesis habadim, that they're kavua, these are the badim kavuim. So we see that the Isser of Layasur Menu Abadim is not because of Masa Aaron. Because Layasur, the Isser of Layasur is not talking about the Badim with which they were carrying the Aaron. So I'm at those Badim which were always in there. So Abal Karchetz Muchachum of Wormizeh, that the Badei Aaron are different than the other Badei Klei Mikdash Vikr Dinam. The other Badei Klei Mikdash are not Mitoras Kli Mitsurasa. They're not part of the Tsurasa Kli. And there it's a Din Bifnei Atzmo in order to carry it. Dinei Mitzvahs Nesias HaMikdash. That's why you have Badim and the other Kelim. And therefore, they only have to put it in b'shas hamasos. Mashenkein the badei aron. That's the din of the tzur and the torah of the aron. It has to be an aron with badim, according to Tosfos. And therefore, the badim always have to be there. Both when they're carrying it. I mean, they're not carrying it. They always have to be there because that's the Etzem Atzura. And because of this, it says Vehivesa. Both in the Tzivu and in the Asiya, like Tosfos writes. Because the Badei Ha'aron are a din, B'toras Kli Shel Aron. That's part and parcel of the Aaron. This is Shitas Tosfos. And now we can understand why the Yisr of Lo Yasur meant it was Ladoros. Because the Yisr of Lo Yasur, it's not just because of the Masa Aaron. Rather, the Badi Aaron are Meikot Sura Sa'adam, Aaron, Ner Ma'akev. And based on this, we understand that even if we say Ladoros, there's no mitzvah of Nesiyah, like the Ramban wants to say. Nevertheless, the lav of Le'asur Mimenu is Le'olam, and it's a mitzvah L'doros. Like Rashi says, Le'asur Le'olam, why? Because that's part and parcel of the Aron. And it's really mefurish in the chinuch and mitzvah tzadi, v'yotah machash, kol klei hamikdash, tzurasim, mechuyabes, lirmos, nyanim gedolim, v'rat tzakel, etc. Shlo navsid ois et tzura, filu fisha, that's the tzura. So v'meila, it's le'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu should save us from mistakes. Yatzilenu mishgios, umitarasi areinu neflos, v'nizke b'karov le'aron, tabas, badim v'kapores, b'binyan abayis, hashlishi, b'mehera v'yameinu, amein v'yamein. So we learned some big yisodos in this shir. We learned based on the limud of the Gemara and the gears of the Gemara. That the Aron, the tsur of the Aron, is that it's a vehuva, that it always looks like it was just brought in and taken out, and brought in and taken out, therefore it has to move around. And we also learned, l'shitas hatosfos, and chinuch, that it's part and parcel of the tsuras Aron, the hevesa that has to remain there. Because that's how the kli has to look l'doros. Or it tells us, we didn't say the chiddush that it has to have a tzura of being brought in and taken out, brought in and taken out. But it has to have, be part of the aron. And memela, since it has to be part of the aron, it's even l'doros. And therefore Rashi says that it's la'olam, this iser of lo yasuru. So there's a lot more to say about this topic. And maybe we'll get to it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.